Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Campbell County Fire Department cancels annual Santa event. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. The Campbell County Fire Department has announced that its annual Santa event, originally scheduled for Wednesday behind Fire Station 1, has been canceled. Fire officials say the popular holiday tradition of Santa arriving in a helicopter had to be called off after learning the helicopter used to bring Santa in for the event was unexpectedly unavailable. The department says it's disappointed by the change, knowing many families look forward to the yearly visit from Santa. While the event won't happen this year, the fire department says it hopes to bring the tradition back in 2026. They're thanking the community for its understanding and encouraging families to stay safe and enjoy the holiday season. Wyoming Highway Patrol, Laramie County Sheriff, and ICE make dozens of arrests in 3-day commercial vehicle operation. A coordinated 3-day operation in Laramie County led to more than 50 arrests and dozens of unsafe trucks and drivers being pulled off Wyoming's highways. The Wyoming Highway Patrol, Laramie County Sheriff's Office, and Immigration and Customs Enforcement conducted the enforcement effort from November 18th to the 20th, targeting commercial drivers using county roads to avoid the port of entry. According to the Wyoming Highway Patrol, troopers performed 133 commercial vehicle inspections, placing 44 trucks and 38 drivers out of service. Violations ranged from major brake issues to CDL and licensing problems, drug violations, and English proficiency requirements. WHP reported a 62% out-of-service rate, one of the highest they've seen, calling it a clear sign that stepped-up enforcement on rural routes is needed. ICE took 12 people into custody as a direct result of WHP inspections, though the Laramie County Sheriff says a total of 40 individuals are now awaiting deportation. Sheriff Brian Kozak says the operation was prompted by complaints from legal drivers watching unlicensed or undocumented operators bypass safety checkpoints before dawn. Some of the detainees, he said, had serious criminal histories and had been deported multiple times. WHP Administrator Colonel Tim Cameron praised the efforts, saying the goal is protecting Wyoming motorists and ensuring every commercial carrier on state highways meets federal safety standards. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalene.